the Public News Service Daily Newscast, July the 31st, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Conservation circles and book clubs focused on climate change are growing across the country. Details now on this Nexus Media News Solutions Journalism California News Service collaboration.
A 2022 study from Yale University found that while most people acknowledge climate change is real, 30% say they are very worried about it, and just 37% say they discuss the issue occasionally or often. Artist Nicole Cooper says she organized an online climate conversation group to assuage her own fears about global warming.
I needed to be able to talk about just the emotional reaction that I was having. Coming together with people who take climate action, that was really inspiring.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
Now from ABC News, a political group that supports Donald Trump spent more than $40 million on legal costs. That in the first half of 2023 to defend the former president and his advisors. The number spent by the Save America Leadership PAC, Trump's main fundraising arm, was first reported. Details of that financial filing expected to be released on Monday. ABC News reports the mounting costs come as Trump faces mounting legal troubles, including a superseding indictment handed up from a federal grand jury by a special counsel, Jack Smith. And a new report explores ways to reconnect residents of the Appalachian region to employment opportunities.
The report digs into many barriers to employment that Appalachian adults face and identifies ways to build career pathways for workers. Report co-author Stephen Hertzenberg with the Keystone Research Center says it provides some new data on people aged 25 to 54 in the four-state region, including Pennsylvania. He says the report makes a case for the Keystone State to implement a new national program that would create subsidized employment to boost income and improve quality of life for Appalachian adults.
By our estimates, a couple hundred thousand of folks who are disconnected from the workforce, we need to create a mechanism by which to get them jobs that allow them to support their family, create opportunities for them to move into better jobs over time.
Hertzenberg says a report from the Ohio River Valley Institute highlights the critical need for more jobs in coal country, where employment has been lost in fossil fuel extraction, manufacturing, and steel.
The report finds that labor force participation rate for prime-age men has been declining, especially in coal country. This is Public News Service. A new look at clean energy jobs in the U.S. shows growth in states like Illinois and the prospect of greater gains in the future.
The Department of Energy recently released its annual U.S. Energy and Employment Report showing clean energy jobs increased nearly 4% nationally over the last year, faster than the overall rate of job growth in the nation. Illinois saw more than 3% growth in clean energy jobs, and Michaela Preskill with the Nonprofit Environmental Entrepreneurs, or E2, says the state is poised to see more growth.
There's a huge variety of jobs and the types of workers and companies in this industry, and it has lots of promise to continue putting people to work in Illinois and to really see tremendous growth in the coming years.
She says the clean energy industry in Illinois supports over 123,000 jobs. Brett Pivoteau reporting.
Next to Wisconsin, where they have the largest and longest running youth apprenticeship program in the country.
This summer, the Urban Institute issued a policy brief about the history and reach of the state's apprenticeship program for high school age students. The authors say Wisconsin has adopted a well-structured, low-cost system with state support that allows for plenty of local control. The Institute's Robert Lerman helped compile the findings and says the Badger State's approach really gets to the heart of blending academics with on-the-job training.
They have part of the day or part of the week. They're at their workplace. But the whole point is that the workplace is a learning center for them.
The Institute says another highlight of Wisconsin's program is that it has statewide curriculum skill standards, meaning an apprentice's credentials can be portable. Researchers say a weak spot is limitations for youth to move on to registered apprentice systems that offer extended training. I'm Mike Moen.
Finally, Eric Tegenhoff lets us know the gap in college graduation rates between white and Latino students is increasing. That according to a new report.
An analysis of degree completion across the country between 2018 and 2021 found that while attainment has increased among the Latino population, it lags significantly behind white students. In Oregon, 26% of Latino adults aged 25 and older have received at least an associate's degree. For white Oregonians, the number is 47%. But some universities have had more success. Western Oregon University President Jesse Peters says community is important for supporting students.
Community that is supportive and creates an environment where students are able to seek the support systems that they need is one where they often are more successful.
Peters says nearly half of the students at his college are first generation, and 22% are Latino.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.